Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond, and it is a pleasure to have you joining me today, no matter where you're listening from. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're tuning in from the mountains of West Virginia or the plains of Huntley, Illinois. Thank you so much for being a part of our ministry here at Patchwork Heart Ministry and subscribing to us and just following our ministry. Again, you can continue to do so if you haven't yet, by going right over to patchworkheart.org. There's so much more there than just a podcast. We've got a growing and budding ministry, and so don't hesitate to head over to the website and check out what we have to offer you. But I don't want to spend too much time talking about ourselves today because I have a wonderful guest. His name is Nick Frank, and he's been reaching youth and young adults all over the country for nearly a decade. He's worked in large and small parish communities, seeking to bring hope to the hopeless. Currently, he's a director of evangelization at St. Patrick's Parish in St. Charles, Illinois, as he serves the entire faith community there with a special passion for empowering youth and young adults. He is blessed to be able to spoil his incredible wife and four children. And of course, in his downtime, you can find Nick trying to figure out the correct pronunciation of the word GIF, which I think is always a interesting thing to try and figure out. Is it GIF? Is it JIF? I have no idea. But Nick, what do you think it is? And thank you so much for joining me today here on the program.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me. I'm so glad. You know, I love that you read that bio, because every time that I hear someone kind of announce me that way, I hear how they pronounce GIF or JIF. I feel like I heard someone told me once that it officially is JIF, but the verdict is still out. I need to, you know, get something in writing or see some legal document. So I don't know. I think I lean towards GIF, but I could be wrong.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I know that I upload a lot of them to the internet all day long. So I'm hoping that the pronunciation doesn't matter. All that matters is that the content gets out there, right?
Absolutely. They're fun.
All right. Hey, so I want to just ask you a little bit about your journey of faith. I know you're out there serving in so many different capacities in the world, and you're a phenomenal young adult speaker and Catholic speaker all across the country. But I would love to know what led you to that and what your journey to get there with Jesus is like.
Yeah. Let me tell you just a little bit about what God's done. I mean, I don't claim to take credit for any of this. Sometimes even when I get together with my family, we'll sit down and just think like, how did this all happen? Because my whole family is either involved directly in ministry or just devoutly Catholic. And I grew up in small town Ohio, and good Midwest town, good, you know, Midwest values growing up, and grew up in a culturally Catholic family. I actually don't remember this, but I actually just found out within like the last year that my family, we didn't go to Mass every Sunday. So we were just, again, culturally Catholic, probably when it fit into our schedule. And we started going to Mass. My parents, you know, sent me to Catholic school. And we started going to Mass because we got a discount if you were active in the parish. And so that was kind of like the start of, you know, experiencing the Mass, or at least having that be a part of my life, which as a kid, I didn't know that that it was something just a financial motivation, and God used that. But I remember going to Catholic school as a kid and always being intrigued by Jesus, by religion class. It was unfortunately just a class, though, you know, it was that Jesus was... I learned about him, like I learned about George Washington, or I learned my math or whatever it was. And but I was always intrigued by it. I always enjoyed religion class. I think I just liked, I mean, who doesn't like the idea, especially as a kid, that there's this infinite creator who loves passionately and is always there for you and wants you to be happy. And, you know, all of these truths about God that we grew up hearing, especially when we're little. And like, I was just drawn to that, like, man, that's amazing that we have a God who is love. And, you know, my parents would pray with me as a kid, and my parents started to get into their own Bible studies and their own faith groups. And it was all good, you know, and I was living a good life and, living, I don't know if virtue is the word, but Midwest values, you know, like be kind to your neighbor and don't talk back to your parents. And, you know, just general niceties that my parents did a great job bringing me up in, that, again, as I liked my religion classes, seemed to fit the values that Jesus was asking me to live. And, but it wasn't until I was in high school that all of a sudden I started to view my faith differently. And it was actually the summer leading into freshman year, I decided to go out for the soccer team. I played soccer when I was a little kid. I moved over to football, but in high school, went back to soccer. And my soccer coach also ended up being my freshman and sophomore religion teacher. And there was something about him and his godson who would help coach us over the summer that was just different. And as my religion teacher, when he spoke about Jesus, he was speaking from experience and from relationship and not just from a textbook. And actually looking back, I joke, and I love this man very dearly, but I'll jokingly say that he was a great soccer coach and a bad religion teacher. Although I give him credit for inspiring my faith, his witness was so much better than his kind of in classroom management or whatever that would be. I'm not a teacher by trade, so I'm, you know, I'm not here to critique or anything. But I just remember, like, if I had a test in second or third period, and I started my day with religion class, if me or one of my friends just raised our hand and asked about an annulment or a hot topic issue in the church back in, you know, the early 2000s, we could just get him on a tangent, and, you know, I would have the rest of the period to study social studies or whatever it was that I prioritized or my religion class. But even in the midst of kind of the chaos that was religion class, there was something in the way he spoke about Jesus and the importance of the relationship with Jesus and knowing Jesus and praying, that I just realized I didn't get it, that there was something that I was missing. And, you know, I was this teenage boy, and I already said some of my tactics on distracting him so I could study and prioritize other parts of my day. And so detention was not something that was unforeign to me. And I remember I would get detention in his class, and not that I was being, you know, overly rebellious, but just talking or whatever it was. And so I'd go to detention and he would show me videos, and my brother and different soccer players who'd also get detention. He'd show us videos of Pele and all of these greats. And we'd have our own little like tutoring soccer coaching time, and it was awesome. And so that didn't necessarily inspire me to behave better, because I actually started to like my detention with this religion teacher and soccer coach. And I remember one time I came in for detention after class, after school, and I was expecting, you know, to watch like World Cup highlights or something. And he just looked at me and said, what are you doing? He's like, what are you living for? Like, what's your motivation? What is the purpose that's driving you? And I didn't exactly know what he was talking about, but I knew that I should figure it out. And through the witness of him and his relationship with Christ, and especially his godson, who was going to Franciscan University in Stumble at the time, just seeing him and, you know, this young man, 20-year-old, living their faith passionately, it just inspired me to lean in a little bit, to actually be intentional, to start praying. It was around this time that I got to go to a conference for the first time. And, you know, I grew up without youth ministry in Northwest Ohio. And so this was the first time I ever had someone really proclaim the gospel to me in a retreat type atmosphere, where I was away from all the distractions, and had a powerful encounter with Jesus in the mass and adoration and confession. And it just slowly started to change my life, because once I knew Jesus was real, like I had no other option. You know, I couldn't deny that. And I was already trying to live good, but I wasn't, I didn't know virtue. I didn't know sacrifice. I didn't know what real love was. And just started to try to bring grace, pray for grace and bring grace with me and ask God to lead me. And I actually remember going to daily mass. This was a big moment for me too, because I started going to daily mass with my brother in the summer. So, you know, two 16, 17-year-old boys, I have a twin brother, going to daily mass is uncommon in a small town where there wasn't youth ministry and there wasn't a lot being offered for kids to really take the faith as their own. And so, of course, at morning mass by like 50 years got us a lot of attention from the little old ladies in the front of the church. And I remember one day this little old lady came up to me after mass and said, like, "Oh, it's so good to see kids here. Are you going to be a priest?" And I wasn't in love with Jesus or the church enough at the moment to see what an honor that would have been if that's what God was calling me. And so I freaked out a little bit, and my reaction, and I don't know where this came from, but I said, no, I'm going to be a youth minister. And I didn't even really know what youth ministry was. Again, I didn't grow up with that. But I said those words out loud, and it just kind of hit my own heart. It was like, wow, like, is that a thing? Could I actually do that? Could I work for the church? Could I work with youth? Could I essentially give kids opportunities that I never had? And I fell in love with the idea. To go to school to study theology and catechesis, and it's taken me all over the country, working in Texas and in a big parish that I loved and adored and learned so much, to work with a missionary company that took me to work with smaller churches in Louisiana, and I've been up in Illinois for the last 6 years now, working with youth and young adults, and just recently moved into a director of evangelization position, where I actually took this position, A, because as my own family grows, just knowing that I need to prioritize for my own kids. But also, I really saw that I've been in youth ministry longer, that I think I can have more impact forming youth by forming their parents and by kind of directing different ministries to impact the whole family. And so that's what I'm doing now. I still have a heart for youth. I still have a heart for discipleship for young adults. But I'm blessed to have a pastor who is allowing me to disciple our disciplers and to serve those who are serving. And so that's what I'm doing now. I'm in St. Charles, and I just want to serve, and I just want to love and encourage people to have this life-changing encounter that, that God gave to me for no, you know, justifiable reason other than he loved me, and he's using me for some reason beyond beyond my own comprehension.
Yeah, you know, it's an amazing story, you know, and our stories sometimes do begin in detention. So what a phenomenal witness and just a beautiful you know, journey you've had, and I know the Lord is using you in so many different ways to reach into the hearts of people and really really impact them. And you know, God uses the ordinary as well. He uses the ordinary people to do extraordinary things, as Mother Teresa would say. And so it's just an amazing testament, and it's a good thing for young adults to listen to, quite honestly. And you know, as young people out there listening to this, you know, might be in college or even after college, post-college, young adults figuring out their life, I think your story can be very well related to. So if you're listening, you know, and the Holy Spirit's tugging at you, you know, just kind of saying, hey, you know, get more involved, do more things, or, you know, maybe the Lord has put it on your heart to, you know, to go to school for theology or explore that. Really, just think about, you know, Nick's story and how it can apply and relate to your life. So I got to take that short break here, Nick, but on the other side, I want to talk with you a little bit about some of the time you're going to be spending up here in Wisconsin at the Arise events. There's a couple of Arise events coming up in March, on March 13th, that you're going to be here for, so that people can come and connect with you here in the state of Wisconsin. And we'll be right back after these short messages. So stay tuned, everyone.
At times, it seems like the world today is filled with so much division, bigotry, and hatred. So it's up to us to make sure that we get back to the basics, and that is Jesus Christ and his message of faith, hope, and love. Faith, Hope, Love with John and Morgan Bender is a new project that seeks to do just that by engaging and inspiring Catholics within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and beyond. Read personal faith stories, interviews, and news all by visiting the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com or follow us on Twitter at Johnny Bender MKE. Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
Please join Arise Milwaukee for special prayer and worship events on Friday, March 13th and Saturday, March 14th at Carroll University in Waukesha. All ages are welcome at the Arise Milwaukee Worship Night on Friday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Join us for adoration, prayer, encouraging messages, and worship. Free childcare will be offered and no registration is required. On Saturday, middle and high school students gather for the 15th annual Wisconsin Catholic Youth Rally. Together in fellowship, they'll hear relevant and encouraging talks, be led in prayerful worship, and have the opportunities to receive the sacrament of reconciliation and attend Mass. Please join us for these special Arise Milwaukee events featuring conference speakers Nick Frank and Lauren Wright and worship led by the Josh Blakesley Band. You'll hear who Jesus is, be invited to consider your need for Him, and encounter Him in the Blessed Sacrament. We look forward to praying with you at Carroll University on March 13th and 14th. To learn more and to register for the Saturday Youth Event, please visit arisemke.org.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond, everybody. I'm Bill Snyder. Today my guest is Nick Frank, and he is the Director of Evangelization at St. Patrick's Parish in St. Charles, Illinois. That's a lot of saints where he is, but it's you know, wonderful because Nick is actually going to be up here in Wisconsin. He's going to cross over the border into Packerland, and he's going to be at the Wisconsin Catholic Youth Rally and also the Arise Worship Night on March 13th and 14th. First, I want to plug a little bit about the Wisconsin Catholic Youth Rally. There's a high school and middle school edition that's still open. It's March 14th, and it's from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. It's open to middle schoolers and high schoolers. You can head right over to wicatholicyr.org. Again, that's wicatholicyr.org to get your tickets and register and all of those things. So high schoolers and middle schoolers, head over there and check out the website to get your tickets. And Nick, I want to ask you a little bit about conferences and why they're so powerful. You know, you mentioned in your story and your witness how, you know, that you were touched by them and you heard the gospel in a new way. So just talk to us about, you know, why somebody listening to this, why a high school or even middle schooler listening to this might be saying, this stuff is lame, I don't really want to go. What changes when you encounter the Lord at a conference?
Yeah, that, and I think this question needs to be revisited time and time again, because I think it's easy for kids to not ask that question, but even for youth ministers and parents to forget how impactful these events can be. And I'm not just saying that because I'll be there. I really, even when I, in my job as a youth minister or working in a church, I look for events like this because there's just so many unique opportunities. And I think for the kids, what they can expect or why this is important for a kid is it gives a complete sense, but a small sense of the universal church in my mind, that the fact that we come together with different parishes or people we've never met before, people we may never see again, but we're able to participate in the same liturgy, and we're able to worship with the same songs, and we hear the same message, and it applies to everyone in the room. And usually what's amazing about conferences or rallies like this is that because you're drawing everyone to one place, you have the opportunity to bring in someone you've never heard before, someone who is a good communicator or who's very passionate about sharing the gospel. And then the same with the musicians. Josh Blakesley, who will be at WCYR in March, is, in my opinion, the best in the country. And they're just so amazing. For whatever reason, when you get out of yourself, you get out of your routine, and you hear the gospel, even if you've heard it before, you're giving God permission to move in a new way. And when we do something different, we usually experience God differently. And we just give God this opportunity to speak truth into our lives, and God's faithful. And so God moves. And so for kids, it's never boring. It's just not. The organizers of conferences like this, they do their best to make this lively and engaging in all aspects. And, you know, for youth ministers, sometimes I think youth ministers can be like, well, I've taken my kids to this for the last 8 years and it's always the same. And And you know what? For a youth minister, that's partially true. You know, we proclaim the gospel, we proclaim the kerygma, and there's worship. But the kids are always changing, right? Like, you might be doing this for 8 years, but this might be a student's first time to have an encounter like this. And then as a youth minister, I would cherish the opportunity to take kids to an event like this where I could just focus on the relational ministry and building and developing what the speaker on the stage said. And so I think it's beneficial to the individual, but to the group and to the youth minister, who can really foster the work of the conference and do what most youth ministers love to do, which is just help students, walk with students. And so, yeah, I think conferences, they just have a primary place in youth ministry, especially. It gives kids a different experience than you can provide on a Sunday night or a typical youth night.
Yeah, and I want to mention that this is not just – because it's called the Wisconsin Catholic Youth Rally does not mean that people from Illinois or Iowa or wherever you are in this country, even West Virginia, wherever you are in the United States, this conference is open to you. So please don't hesitate. You know, if you're liking what you're hearing from Nick, to sign up, to head over. Again, the website is – WICatholicYR.org. And you know, the theme for this conference, Nick, is fiat. What is the message that you're going to try and give people through that fiat message that the theme of the conference is?
Yeah. So fiat is just our yes, right? That's what fiat is. And what I love about what we're doing this year at the conference, I love a lot of things that we're doing. Not only just, I already said Josh, and we're bringing Lauren and Father Aaron, just an amazing team, people who are really living this and are good witnesses of this. But what I love about this is that we're first going to be diving into God's yes to us. And I think that is something that maybe we don't see or we don't hear often, or we haven't experienced, that we just hear all of these rules, like God wants us to say yes to this and God wants us to say no to this and don't ever think about doing that because that will be bad and you'll go to hell. Like, we hear all these things that we're not supposed to do and things that we're supposed to do, but we're going to first just help people come into an encounter where they can hopefully hear God saying yes to them. God is saying, yes, I love you. Yes, I know you. Yes, I care about you. Yes, I forgive you. And we really want to focus on that at first, because the faith is just a response. Our relationship with the Lord is just a response. And we want to really know what we're responding to. We want to just not have the kids come in and be like, all right, if you're going to be a Catholic, do this, 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 this. We want to remind people, like, hey, if you want to be a good Catholic, let God love you. Like, let him say yes to you in all the ways that his love and mercy wants to pour out on you. And so that's how we're starting this conference. I don't want to reveal too much, but we're diving into God's yes to us. And then hopefully if we unpack that well and we allow the students to encounter that, then our natural inclination is going to be to give our fiat, to give our yes, just like Mary did at the Annunciation. And so do we want kids to walk away and have a new zeal for their Catholic faith? Absolutely. Do we want them to live more faithfully? Absolutely. But we're hoping that that's going to be a response to giving them an authentic encounter of how much God wants to throw out his yes and his love upon all of the students there.
Absolutely. Just a few more things I want to mention, for the housekeeping portion of the program, is this, that both of these events are put on by a group called Arise Milwaukee, and they're an amazing organization. I want you to head over to their website. As a young adult, especially living in Milwaukee, they are some of the premier event organizers in Milwaukee. Head over to arisemke.org, and I want to plug real quick another event for the big kids, which is the Arise Worship Night, Friday night, March 13th, and that's from 7 until 8:30 p.m. Again, Nick, you're going to be speaking at that, giving the opening message, and the Josh Blakesley Band will be performing as well, leading the worship, is what I should say, not necessarily performing, but leading worship. at the event. And again, that's for the big kids. You know, that's for young adults out of high school, college age, post college, 30s, our age. But you know, that's the beautiful thing. Come and worship the Lord there too. So before the teenagers destroy the auditorium the following day, head over to the Shattuck Auditorium. All the big kids head over there March 13th. And that's going to be a great evening as well. Nick, I want to thank you so much for your powerful witness and your time with me here today on Young Catholics Respond. I hope to have you back. It's just been a great conversation, and I look forward to the conferences up here with you. So thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks. But I'm looking forward to seeing you, and I'll come back anytime.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.